At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That's Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. So Superman is still the number one movie in the country.
I would hope so.
Nothing has changed between Monday and Tuesday. No movies came out last night, so Superman is still number one.
Okay.
Very soon, we're going to have a Superman Plaza in downtown Cleveland.
Are we really?
Yeah. August 2nd, they're going to unveil the Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster Tribute Plaza. Now, do you know who those two guys are?
I do not, but I'm going to take a gamble. Were those the guys that created Superman?
They are.
Okay, there we go. I knew that they were from here.
They went to Glenville High School. They created Superman, obviously, years and years ago. So August 2nd, the Tribute Plaza will be unveiled. It's outside the Huntington Convention Center, which is at the corner of St. Clair and Ontario. There will be an 18-foot stainless steel statue of Superman.
Wow.
As the centerpiece, and then a bunch of other statues.
Now, is this going to be like a permanent fixture in
yes.
the city? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know if it was just going to be like a, you know, for like a month, and then it was going to go away. That is so cool, though.
They've been raising money for this and have been working on this for over a year. There's also going to be a bronze statue of Joanne Siegel. That was the model for Lois Lane, Jerry's wife.
Really?
Never knew that.
Oh, cool.
So the public is invited to go down. It's August 2nd is when they're going to, I guess, what do they call it, the ribbon-cutting ceremony?
Yeah. Oh, how cool.
What I'm afraid of is the 18-foot Superman. Is that going to become like the new Parma Flamingo?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Are people want to go try and steal Superman?
I think 18 feet might be a little too big for people to just try to throw in their car. I would hope.
Well, not if you bring the pickup.
I guess. You know somebody's going to try.
And a couple of friends. Get some rope, tie that thing down. Let's go to Seven Hills to get a good vibe. Katie's on the line. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
So you guys were talking about friends, and my husband and I have finally found a good group of friends that have kids the same age as our kids. And it's just finally, like, worked out, you know, finding that good, you know, group of niche friends that are the same age with kids, because we have two boys, and one is about to be 8, one's 4, and, like, 4 years apart is kind of, like, a hard gap to, like, find friends, and, like, all these friends have kids the same age, and it just ended up working out, and we've all started hanging out, like, this summer, and it's been great and so much fun, and it couldn't have worked out better.
That's awesome, Katie. How did you find them?
So, my older son, we all go to school together, so, and we just started kind of hanging out this summer because they ended up all on the same baseball team.
Mm.
Yes. And
oh, that definitely makes like games and stuff way more fun if you are friends with the other parents that are there.
Oh, yeah, and then not having to really entertain the younger ones because then they have friends already there.
Yeah, that too. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, it just ended up being so far a great summer.
I think it's the universe pushing you together.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, Katie, enjoy your new friends.
Thank you.
And have so much fun the rest of the summer. Soak it all up.
Thank you. We will.
You are with Q104 this morning. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I have the top five reasons why couples argue.
All right.
Want to take any guesses?
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess just like general like tidiness, cleaning, the house being a mess.
Household chores is number four.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm off to a good start. What else is on there?
You tell me. Any more guesses?
I don't know. Not being able to agree on like where to go get dinner, what to watch on TV?
No, I don't see that.
All right. So, well, I got one.
Number five is relationships with family. So I'm assuming that would be getting along with the mother-in-law.
The classic.
And I don't like, you know, your brother, things like that.
Okay.
Family relationships. So they, and then you said household chores. That's number four.
Household chores.
Number three is communication styles.
Oh, okay. So like how you communicate like your feelings. Are you like, what kind of love language do you have too? I feel like that's what I think of. Are you like physical touch? Are you words of affirmation, acts of service? Like what do you dig?
I remember when the love languages came out, I kind of scoffed at it. I was like, this is stupid. I really think that it makes a difference. Like once you understand your partner's love language and you really dive in and learn what makes them tick and what makes them happy.
Yeah. I mean, it makes all the difference in the world because everybody likes different things. So like for me, I'm a very big like words of affirmation person.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like also too, like I love doing acts of service. Like that's what I like to do. But I need words of affirmation. So it's kind of fun to just like break it down like that.
And I know that my wife Paula loves to receive acts of service.
There you go.
Like when I'm doing my chores.
Mm-hmm.
Like when that's a big deal for her. Money is at number two. This is the top five reasons couples argue. Money is, I thought that would have been number one. That would have been my guess.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. Of course, that's on the list.
The number one reason, and it's something that made me laugh because I don't think it's an issue with Paula and I in our relationship. I just think it's an issue with me overall. The number one reason, according to this list, why couples argue is tone of voice or attitude.
Oh. Wait, that's actually really funny. That's so spot on.
I hear this. I don't necessarily hear it from Paula. I hear it from everybody else in my life about my tone of voice. Like nobody can tell. It seems like, I don't want to say nobody. It seems like there are many people, especially people who I meet for the first time, who I start working with. They are a little thrown off by my tone of voice sometimes. And if I'm joking about something, they can't tell that I'm joking.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst when the joke goes over someone's head and you were waiting for a laugh and all you get is a blank stare.
That's the worst thing for someone that is supposed to be hosting a morning radio show.
That's like what nightmare fuel for us.
Like if I'm joking 90% of the time and people only know it half the time.
It's not going to work. Not at all.
But I've been in meetings before, and after the meeting, someone will say, you know, why are you so upset? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not upset. Like, maybe I'm passionate, but I'm not upset, but it's my tone of voice.
Sorry for having feelings.
Throws people off.
That is so funny. That's number one. I don't like your tone of voice. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? That's just like what I think.
What's wrong?
Like,
I wonder if there's someone that listens to this radio show that thinks I'm angry all the time.
If you think Bill's angry all the time,
yes, let us know.
Please let us know. I would love to hear from you.
Hot Take Tuesday, that's on the way, the Q Morning Show. Billie Eilish. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Oh my gosh, what are we going to be talking about today? It's Hot Take Tuesday. Let's spin the wheel.
Woo!
The wheel of hot takes.
It's going. It's spinning.
It has all of our conversation starters up here. Wherever it lands, that's where we're going. All right, it's this one today.
What do we got?
Outdoor dining. Is it overrated?
Mmm.
You know what?
It's a loaded question.
I'm going to agree with that. Yes, I do. Yes, I think outdoor dining is overrated. Because whenever the option is presented to me, whenever I walk into a restaurant, would you prefer patio seating?
Right.
Or would you like to see
indoors?
I'm always indoors. I like to be... Sometimes it's too bright out. I think that when you go outside, you lose some control. It could be too bright.
You know, I think you're right.
It could be too hot.
I gotta agree with you here. Like, I love having, like, a beer on a patio. I love an appetizer on a patio. But when it comes to actual food, if
yes.
I'm getting food, I want to be inside. I don't want to be sweating. I don't want the sun shining in my face if I'm sitting in, like, the wrong direction. And I don't want bugs.
I know people love patio season.
I know that they do, and I get it. I mean, patio weather, it's the best. I love it. But it's just like the actual eating a meal on a patio. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if I'm going to pay to go out to eat somewhere, I want to sit inside.
During the pandemic, I mean, people were sitting outside all the time. People were getting the little bubbles. What were those?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
like the
those?
Igloos. They still have them. I know, like Niners in Brunswick, I think they... I don't know if they still have theirs up. They had theirs up for a while.
Uh-huh.
Pomeroy House in Strongsville, I think, has them still, too. I don't know if they're year-round anymore.
But I've heard people say, oh, I love this restaurant. I wish they had patio seating.
Yeah.
So I know people love their outdoor dining.
Hmm.
However, I will go ahead and agree with this premise. Outdoor dining, I believe, is overrated.
I would love to hear from somebody that, like, genuinely does love outdoor dining. And I would like to know why. Because every time, especially this time of year, when the hostess asks, would you like indoor or outdoor?
Mm-hmm.
I have that moment where I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not sure.
216-474-0104. Where do you stand on this? Outdoor dining. Do you think it's overrated?
Yay or nay?
Hot Take Tuesday. The Q Morning Show. Q104. The Q Morning Show, there are texts coming in.
Yeah, I stand corrected. Niners in Brunswick, it's closed permanently.
Oh, way to go.
I know. I just looked it up. I was like, what the hecky?
How'd you not know that?
I don't know. I mean, I was there like over the holidays back in December. It's been a couple of months, but geez. So never mind. Niners in Brunswick is closed, but we're talking about Hot Take Tuesday. Outdoor dining in the summer. Yay or nay?
Janet's in Brecksville. Janet, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Dining outside in the summertime, is it overrated?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% overrated.
No question in Janet's mind.
None. And, you know, this summer in particular has been the worst so far. I mean, the bugs and the blazing sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it hasn't been raining.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And why is it? Why? That every time you get a table to sit outside, that table is just, it's got this little wobbly leg. It goes, bah, 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 bah. I don't know.
It does. No, you're so right, though. Why is that? Why is that a thing?
Annoying?
You just put some napkins under there.
I shouldn't have to.
Exactly. Exactly. I just, look, at this point, I will not do patios or picnics.
Yeah.
I would never pack up a meal and just take it to the beach or the park. It's just way too much hassle. Do you know what I mean?
Are you going to argue with Janet, Alyssa? Because
no.
I agree with everything she
says. No, I mean, I love the idea of like a little picnic, but you are right. In practice, mm-hmm. it's a little much just for eating on the ground.
Exactly. It's a lot of hassle for not a whole lot of return.
Yeah, the payoff's not that good.
You've never had a great meal or a memorable meal outside ever?
Nope. Not a one.
Thank you, Janet.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
But
that is still the number one song in the country for the last 6 weeks. Alex Warren, Ordinary. The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. Speaking of eating outside, I hadn't planned on eating outside last night, but I did.
Oh, you did?
And I also unlocked a new dad level.
Oh, what did you do?
Which is somewhat exciting for me. I mean, I've been a dad for the last 14 years, but when you unlock the levels, when you do things that you've never done before as a dad...
New level unlocks.
Yeah, you come to the realization. It's like, oh my God, I'm into uncharted territory here. And this is what happened. So yesterday, and by the way, was a long day for me.
Okay.
Because like, I didn't sleep well like two nights ago. Like I was up like at 2 a.m. and
oof.
I ended up just coming to work. And so yesterday was just a long day. And it's around 5 p.m. and Will had basketball practice. And so I took him to that and brought him home. And I end up on the couch and I'm just laying there. And I'm like, oh my God, this day.
Dragging on, going on forever.
So after basketball, Will showered and then went out with his friends.
Uh-huh.
And like a half hour later, I get a text from him and it says, yo, can you call me? Like, okay.
Okay.
So I call him right away and he's like, hey, he's like, all of us are out together and we're hungry and we don't have any money. Can you cook something for us? So I got off the couch and fired up the grill, and he had like five friends over.
Oh, fun.
And they had burgers and
oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, so you whipped them up the good stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't even just like throw a pizza in the oven. No, you're like out there grilling.
But the dad level, I think, is when you start cooking for all your kids' friends.
Oh, yeah.
But I like that.
Oh, yeah. Now is a very like pivotal time for you, too, because right now, Will is 14. You very well could become the go-to house. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't want to make a habit of it. But I do enjoy. I mean, this is the way that I grew up.
Yeah.
Like, especially in the neighborhood that I grew up, where it seems like I didn't just have one mom. I had a lot of moms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be over at my friend's house all the time. And I don't even know if my mom knew where I was half the time. But I think that she had faith that I was with my friends and somebody was watching over us and taking care of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm entering into that stage, I'm fine with it.
That's fun. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you to be embarking on this new adventure, this new chapter of your life.
And every kid was gracious.
Good.
Every kid said thank you.
Even better.
I wasn't looking for a thank you, but it was nice to get it anyway. All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. All this week, big time Rush tickets. If you want to see BTR at Blossom later on this month, hang on. We're going to play in less than 10 minutes. I have Jackie in Vermilion here, ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And the rules, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one. Ready to go, Jackie?
Yes, I am.
What was the blockbuster horror movie released in 1999 that had a budget of only $50,000 and looked like a home movie?
Oh, would this be, I'm going to go with Scream. I don't think it is, but.
Question number two, name the ride at Cedar Point that is named after the famous mountain in the Swiss Alps and features yodeling.
Yodeling? Oh, wow. You know, you would think I would know this one, but, let's. I'm gonna go with, oh gosh, I don't know. I'm just gonna go with Power Tower. I don't know.
Question three. We're gonna get one eventually. Alexander Hamilton was shot and killed in a duel with who?
We're not gonna get this one.
You didn't see the musical?
No, I did not. Question not a musical.
Question number four. Are you a fan of the TV show Friends?
Yes. Oh, gosh. My boyfriend would kill me if I don't know this one.
What is the name of Ross Geller's son?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ross's son. I'm going to...
How about baseball, Jackie? Do you like baseball?
No, this sucks.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. What city is hosting it?
We'll go with Seattle.
All right, Jackie, let's get Alyssa back in here. I got to wing this thing at the door. She'll be in a second. Jackie, I'm not going to tell Alyssa how you did. Okay?
Yeah, let's not talk about this.
She doesn't need to know. Alyssa, meet Jackie in Vermilion.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Here come your 5 questions, Alyssa. Don't even worry about Jackie right now. You just answer your questions. We'll add this up at the end.
Question
number one. What was the blockbuster horror movie released in 1999 that had a budget of only $50,000 and it looked like a home movie?
Oh, Blair Witch Project.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
Name the ride at Cedar Point that is named after the famous mountain in the Swiss Alps and features yodeling.
Oh my gosh. Why can't I remember?
Everybody just walks by this ride, I think. Nobody does anybody even ride this anymore?
That's why I can't think of it, because it's probably one that I always skip. I literally have no idea.
The Matterhorn.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay. The Matterhorn. Got it. Is that the one with water?
No, it's the one that goes round and round and round. You get in the little car and it goes, just goes in circles.
Okay.
Question three. Alexander Hamilton was shot and killed in a duel with who?
Thomas Jefferson?
Didn't you see the musical?
No.
That would be Aaron Burr.
Gotcha.
Now,
that doesn't, that means nothing to me. I still don't know who that is.
I remember that from school. I have not seen the play, but this kind of puts things in perspective for me. When you talk about current politics, people, yeah. You know, is politics today crazy? Yes. Was it as crazy in 1804 when the Vice President of the United States shoots the U.S. Treasury Secretary?
Yeah, that's pretty nutty.
I'm not sure.
That's pretty wonky.
All right, question number four. On the TV show Friends, what is the name of Ross Geller's son?
Oh, my gosh. Brandon. No.
No, that's Ben.
Oh, it was Beanie.
All right, final question. Let's be done with this. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. What city is hosting this evening?
I don't know. Philadelphia.
No, it's Atlanta.
Ah! Okay.
So both of you did really bad.
Thanks so much for the words.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah, Alyssa did not do as bad as you. Jackie didn't get any.
You know what? It happens.
Alyssa got one. She scrapes by today to get the win on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yeah, those were tough.
Oh, no.
I blame Bill.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
However, Jackie, we loved having you. Thanks so much for listening on your way to work every single morning. And we do have tickets to give you to see Big Time Rush.
No! Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. Bill and Alyssa, tell me about this new dating app that you have found, Alyssa.
Okay, well, it's not out yet. The beta version is releasing later this year. But it is an app, a dating app, for Disney adults. Adults who really love Disney, who go to the park all the time. These are the people in your life who maybe make Disney an annual trip. Like, they go every single year. And it's going to be called Single Riders. How fun.
Is Disney behind this app?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like a Disney adult himself. So the guy that created it, he goes by Joe the Bearded Nerd on social media. But he actually came up with the idea for this app. This is kind of funny. Like 2 years ago, he got stood up on a date, went to a bar at Disney World afterward to get drunk, and ended up coming up with this idea for a dating app for Disney adults. They're calling it Single Riders. And while, like, yes, I'm calling it a dating app, he is hoping that people use it to, like, just make friends, too. Like, as a way to connect with other people who are interested in the same thing as you, if you are a Disney super fan.
There are dating apps like that now. Like, is it Hinge that you can make friends, or is it
No, Bumble, you can, like, switch it to be, like, dating.
Okay.
And then you could also switch it to be like BFF. So there's Bumble for dating, Bumble BFF.
Now let's define Disney adult. These are adults that love to go to Disneyland or Disney World.
They love it.
But is not one of the prerequisites that you can't have kids? Is that, do I have that right about Disney adults?
No, I don't. I've never heard that. I think that you can absolutely be a Disney adult and have kids. Being a Disney adult is really just about being, I feel like it's about just having the same excitement for going to the parks and for movies and characters. It's about carrying that excitement into adulthood.
But I think I thought it was Disney adults that don't have kids, so they're always at Disney. They go as many times as they possibly can, but they don't have kids. And that's why that there's,
I would say that the people that go all the time, in my experience, a lot of those people do tend to be dual income, no kids. Just because Disney is expensive.
Right.
But I think you certainly can be a Disney adult and have children.
Like, for instance, I have a friend that she considers herself to be a Disney adult, but she doesn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there is like a negative, and she's told me about this before, there's like a negative
connotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are attached to Disney adults, that they go there without kids. And she says, I'm very aware of it. She's like, I don't care. And she goes to Disney. She's there now.
Oh, I believe it.
She's at Disneyland right now because of the 55 pictures in her stories mm-hmm. that she posted yesterday. But she doesn't care. Now, that's the thing. Once you have kids, are you still a Disney adult? Can you use this dating app if you're single and you have kids, like if you're divorced?
Sure.
Because wouldn't that would make sense, right? You get together with someone else who loves Disney.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it doesn't, for this app specifically, like the creator, he is saying it doesn't have to be a romance thing. But I do think that you can still be a Disney adult and have kids yourself. It's just about how excited you are about the magic of Disney.
Yeah. And I have no problem with that. I have no issue with Disney adults. Go out and live your life. I don't care.
Yeah. I think maybe a couple years ago, I might have cracked a couple of jokes about Disney adults. But you know what? At the end of the day, be excited about what you want to be excited about. They're not hurting a single soul.
No.
Do your thing. It is the happiest place on earth. I support it.
I mean, they are making the lines longer.
You're making the lines longer.
For those of us with kids, but...
Otherwise, do I blame you for being at the happiest place on earth as much as you humanly can be in the year 2025? No. No, I will not fault you for that.
You've got...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Q104 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I just said that. It's Q104. We're talking about something else that I saw on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok, so I did not see the actual video. But just like, you know, entertainment websites, they aggregate TikTok, just like we do. We talk about what we see on TikTok. And so that's what these sites do. And so I did not see this, but I read about this, and I'm wondering if you've seen this. Mm-hmm. It's about a server who's working at, she's on TikTok and she works at a restaurant, and she talks about little white lies that she tells in order to get more tips.
Oh.
And one of those lies is she will tell people that she is a single mom.
Oh, that's smart.
When in reality, she doesn't have kids. And
that's
she says
a good one.
She doesn't offer it, but when people ask, she's like, oh, yes, I have a 4-year-old daughter at home. And she even has a picture of a 4-year-old girl that she carries around with her.
Oh, she's committing to the bit.
And she will sometimes show it to the people that ask her about her kid.
Her fictional child.
And she says this leads to more tips.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Bigger tips, because people think, oh, I'm doing a good thing because I'm tipping larger for a single
right,
mom.
I'm helping her out.
You don't see anything wrong with that, though.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Not at all.
I actually didn't want to debate that. I mean, if somebody does want to debate that, like the dishonesty.
I mean, hey, that's fine. Say, get your bag. Get your bag.
I tend to agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's you just met that person. What? You're going to know them for the next 30 minutes. They're going to be in your place of work, and then you're never going to see them again. Who cares if they think you're a single mom and you don't have kids? It's a white lie.
Zooming out even more, I don't know. I am not one of those people that grill my server about their personal lives.
No. If you are a person that does that, as somebody who did work in service, please don't do that. Like, please, I'm like begging you to not be that guy.
It's not that I'm unfriendly, but to me, the information is irrelevant.
Right. They're there to bring you your drinks and your food.
That's really all of the transaction that I really want to have. I don't really want to know anymore. I mean, if they want to tell me, I'll listen.
Open to discussion for sure, but it's not necessary.
216-474-0104. The white lie that you have told at your job, and it really, really helps you out. Just a white lie, just a little lie.
A little something, something.
But it helps you get ahead. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Emily in Strongsville, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Tell us about the white lie that you tell at work. Is this also in the service industry?
Yes. Well, I can't tell you where I work, but I am prone to telling a lot of white lies when I'm at work.
Okay.
So usually we get a lot of orders from like DoorDash or all the other delivery stuff, or just people call in and something usually gets screwed up somehow. So a lot of food gets sent back, or a lot of food is like not sent to the right people. And my first go-to is I'm in training, or it's my first day. Off my back.
So when you're confronted, so good.
When you're confronted, you know nothing. I'm new here.
Yeah, because nobody wants to be that guy and give the girl a hard time on her first day or if she's in training. Nobody wants to be that guy.
Right. Sometimes I even go as far to like try and cry or like pretend I'm about to cry.
Oh, you're whipping out the tears too. The theatrics.
Service is really stressful. I am usually about to cry most times, but I have to capitalize on it sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, I will tell you, if I'm anywhere, and I'm not the kind of person that would complain anyway, but if I saw you about to cry, whatever it is, like if I just wanted to come up and ask you for a straw, I wouldn't do it because I would see that you're about to have a breakdown.
And that's the hope sometimes.
Does it help you get any extra tips?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if it's like an older couple. Or like a married couple, like they feel bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They see you working hard. It's your first day.
Turn on the waterworks a little bit.
You're obviously overwhelmed.
Bada bing, bada boom. Big tip.
Exactly.
Thank you, Emily, for calling us this morning.
Thank you.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So Rihanna was on the red carpet for the LA premiere of Smurfs. So the Smurfs movie must be coming out soon.
I loved those pictures of her with her little boys. The look on her face is the look of a mom with two young boys. She looks done with them.
Oh, really?
I mean, not like done with them, but she looks like, oh my gosh, you better behave. Oh. That's the look I was reading on her face. Also, the way that like she's like white knuckling them, trying to get them to stay by her side.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because she was there with her boys. I believe they are RZA and Riot Rose. And she was asked on the red carpet about her parenting style. And this is what Rihanna had to say.
The adventurous side of me, the outside side of me, the daredevil, it's how I want to raise them. And I want them to be outside and be in nature and no like tablet babies.
No tablet babies.
And I say, oh, Rihanna, that's nice. That's nice that all parents say that at first.
Like, if you've got Rihanna money, though, if you can afford to have a nanny to take your kids outside and be in nature and touch grass, great.
Yes.
Otherwise, the solution is an iPad.
That is exactly the difference. That was the exact point I was going to make.
Yeah. No, I get it. I don't even have kids. I know. I get it.
Britney Spears, another mom. I don't know if you saw this, but the headline jumped out at me. Britney Spears has not adopted a new kid.
Yeah, I saw that headline this morning and I was like, did we think that she did?
Yes. Well, she convinced people that she had. And the reason why is because she posted a dance video to her Instagram that included the caption, "I want to let you guys know I adopted a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Lennon London Spears."
But she didn't adopt a... Okay.
She has not.
Was it a dog?
Nope.
Okay.
So I don't understand the point of the joke.
I don't either. I was going to ask if I was missing something, but it doesn't really sound like I am. It sounds like maybe this was just a fragmented thought that Miss Britney was having, and that's okay.
But what does that say about Britney Spears?
You know what? Let's not dig into it.
When people say Britney... When Britney says, I adopted a kid, it's not that people are happy for her. It's there's concern.
Yeah.
There's concern here now.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hope she's doing good. That's all I ever hope for Britney.
Moving on. We have Nelly tickets for you after 9 this morning. So a Q keyword is on the way. You could be at Nelly next month at Blossom Music Center. And you could be at Big Time Rush later on this month at Blossom. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hey, it's Stephanie in Middleburg Heights. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
We're about to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Here are the rules. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Stephanie, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Semper Fi is the Latin motto of what branch of our military?
I'm just going to guess the Army.
Question 2. He and Kyle Gass make up the band Tenacious D.
Oh, man. I don't know.
All right, let's see how you do with question 3. Name the spider where, after mating, devours its partner.
A black widow.
Question 4. It seems like Klay Thompson of the Dallas Mavericks just hard launched his relationship with this Grammy winning rapper. Stephanie? Gonna need an answer.
I do not know.
All right, final question. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. Name one guardian that was named to the team? Any guardian?
Oh, it's horrible. No. I don't know.
Just name a guardian.
I don't know a guardian. I'm talking about a
team. All right,
this
Stephanie.
It's horrible.
No problem. We're gonna pause here, and we're going to get Alyssa back in the studio. I always want to use the intercom, but it's broke. So I got to throw things at the door to get her to come back in here.
Oh.
Stephanie, what are you doing today? I heard that you might be volunteering somewhere.
Yeah, at the food pantry.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
Tell everyone over there that we said hello.
I will.
Alyssa, it's Stephanie in Middleburg Heights.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Stephanie's not feeling too good.
Okay, how'd it go?
She didn't do great today. Okay. Let's just give you your five questions, and then we'll add this up at the end. All right, Alyssa?
All right.
Semper Fi is the Latin motto for what branch of our military?
Army?
I'm sorry, it's the Marines.
Ugh, yeah.
Question two. He and Kyle Gass make up the band Tenacious D.
Jack Black.
Chicken Jackie. That is correct. Question three. Name the spider where, after mating, devours its partner.
Is that the Black Widow?
It is the Black Widow. Question four. It seems like Klay Thompson of the Dallas Mavericks just hard launched his relationship with this Grammy-winning rapper.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Also correct. Final question today. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight. Name one guardian that was named to the team.
Shane Bieber.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Jose Ramirez was voted in, although he's not playing. Stephen Kwan was also named.
Okay, see, I was going to say Jose Ramirez.
But I don't know why you did it.
Because I
don't know why.
I saw that he wasn't going to be. I thought that he wasn't in it.
Still named to the team.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
See what I have to put up with, Stephanie.
Doing my best, Bill.
All right, I think you got like two or three there, Alyssa. You
Something
win.
Like that.
You win the game today, Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woo!
It was hard.
Those are tough questions.
Stephanie, I know that you got to get out of here because you're volunteering today, but before you go, just hang on the line. We do want to get to see Big Time Rush.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.